launching our kids into adulthood. So what's the answer? Continuing to focus on ourselves. If we want to produce self-directed adults, first, we each have to become one ourselves, especially in relationship to our children. This means creating space for them to make decisions and calming our anxiety about those decisions. This means teaching them the principles of life and then letting them decide whether to accept them and follow them or to fight against them and suffer the consequences. Back when I taught high school seniors, I had the opportunity to witness parents who were able to let go of the final results and parents who were not. For those who were unable, that senior year was a nightmare. As the idea of leaving for college became closer to reality, the anxiety level of the whole family system shot right through the roof. In response to that increasing anxiety, these parents gave in to it, beginning to micromanage every aspect of their child's life. They would hover over every homework assignment, tighten the leash on social activities, and constantly check up on the college application process. And it saddened me to watch as their relationships with their children deteriorated. Other parents would respond to this stress differently. They looked on this senior year as one step closer to liftoff, and thus used it as a chance to hand more and more direction over to their child. This wasn't easy, to be sure, and these parents struggled as they watched their child make decisions. But these parents stuck to their principle of calming their own anxiety instead of asking their child to calm it for them. During the college application process, they would hand over the forms to their son and let him know they were there to provide help if he needed any. These parents would actually extend their daughter's curfew a little later for that senior year, giving both themselves and their child a taste of what it would be like the following year, when dorm life most likely wouldn't come with a curfew at all. In truth, these senior year experiences for all these families were not unexpected, given the parent-child relationships up to that point. For those parents who had always dreaded thinking about the future launching, who had always needed their child to perform for their sake, and who chose not to pursue their child's self-direction, that senior year was a logical extension of what had come before. They encountered the enormous battle of trying to rein their child in while the child strained desperately to get more and more freedom. By the time senior year came around, neither parent nor child was anywhere near ready for the launching process to begin, and each would just blame the other for all the problems it created. Thankfully, a number of those families sought professional help from me and from others, and parent and child alike were able to develop the courage to look at themselves and choose to calm down and grow up. For those parents who had always been training their child for self-direction, however, that senior year went much more smoothly. These were the parents who had progressively extended the freedom and responsibility of their growing children, knowing that was the best way to train them for liftoff. It was still an anxious time, for sure, but it was an excited anxiety, full of planning and dreaming. It was also an experience of trial and error, as both parents and children struggled through the ramifications of increased self-direction. But regardless of the mistakes made, these parents had committed to the principle of beginning with the end in mind, and yet letting go of the final results. You can too. Reflection questions on Chapter 4. Number 1. What was it like for you to imagine your and your family's future? What was the hardest part? What did you like thinking about the most? Number 2. When you think about your effect on your child's future, what is your first feeling? Excitement? Hope? Fear? Guilt? Dread? Number 3. If you can be honest with yourself, how much do you hope your children fulfill your own ambitions? How well do you know their ambitions? Number 4. How self-directed is each of your children now? What steps have they taken recently towards self-direction, and how have you encouraged that growth? Number 5. What does it mean to you to let go of the final results? What might that look like in terms of your relationships with your children?